Good evening. You're listening to Phoning It In on KDVS Davis 90.3 FM, kdvs.org. I'm Nadav, and tonight from my old stomping ground, the Boston area, we've got BJ Snowden in Billerica, Massachusetts. How you doing?
Pretty good. And yourself?
Real good. I'm really excited to have you on. You were definitely one of my favorite parts about living in Boston.
Hey, thank you.
For those that don't know, BJ plays the piano. And are you a currently a school teacher? Or are you retired?
No, I'm semi-retired.
Okay. And, you know, it's funny because some people, it seems, either love you or I would tell them, you know, I'm going to see BJ Snowden tonight. You want to come? And they'd say, why? And it's hard to describe to people without, them, you know, bring them to see you that you are possibly the most enthusiastic performer I've ever seen.
Hey, thank you.
And going to see you is just a lot of fun.
Well, you know, the weird thing about it is I ran into a few situations where people would say, one friend might say to the other, oh, I'm going to see BJ Snowden perform. And then they'll say, oh, I heard of music, but I don't really like it. But then when they saw me in person, their whole attitude changed.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, the songs are great, but it's also just as much about the performance. You know, you usually dress up, you really put a lot into it. You know, you have fun with the audience. People sing along.
Yeah.
Not to mention your mom throwing out candy to everyone.
Yeah, right. She sings too, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she wrote a song. I wrote the music, and she wrote the words. It's called Disaster and Tragedy. That's my second album.
Oh, I have. I've actually seen her perform that with you.
Yeah.
Well, great. Why don't you try a song, and then we'll chat some more.
Okay. Groovy. Thank you.
Thanks. Could you actually, for the next one, maybe turn the keyboard up again ever so slightly?
Okay.
Just a tiny bit.
Okay, you mentioned something about Judge Joe Brown?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do Judge Joe Brown.
Sure.
Okay. So you want me to do another song right now?
Yeah, please, and we can chat a little bit after that.
Okay. And I was thinking my mother might want to do that song about the disaster and tragedy, too.
Oh, that would be great. And hey, I've seen also your son performs with you too sometimes on
guitar.
Well,
he doesn't really perform with me that often anymore. He's got a new project. He's got a bassist and a drummer and a keyboard in his group, and he's married and
Yep.
His wife plays the piano, so he's in a whole different thing now, and he lives in New York.
Oh wow, good for him. Yeah. So you guys are a real musical family. Did you grow up playing the piano?
No, a lot of times, I actually started playing when I was, I think, around 2 or 3 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, but I don't remember actually playing that young, but my mom was telling me some of the things I've done.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do Judge Joe Brown.
Go for it.
Matter of fact, I'm selling that another week or so for CD Baby. Yeah.
Oh, you have a new album out?
Well, it's not an album. It's just like... It's just like one song on it. It's just a single with Judge Joe Brown. Then I have 3 songs that I did about the guy from Japan, the pitcher from Japan, Daisuke Matsuzaka.
Oh, Daisuke, yep.
Yeah, so I got some songs about that, too. And
cool.
Some of my newer projects the last year or two.
Yep.
Okay, I'll do Judge Joe Brown. I'm going to see if the volume's okay.
All right.
Is that loud enough?
Try it again.
Okay, I'll try.
Great. Another favorite.
Thank you.
Sometimes it only takes, one hearing to be able to sing along, which is part of what makes going to the show so fun.
Thank you.
Another question is, a lot, you've got, at least 1 or 2 albums about Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Are you from Canada?
No, I'm a Canadian wannabe.
Okay. Why
no,
is that?
No, what happened was, see, my grandmother's from there. My grandmother's from Nova Scotia.
Uh-huh.
And I went down there, and for the first time, when I was a little girl, I asked, my grandmother said she was from Canada. So then I asked, I said, wow. I said, what part of Canada? So she told me Nova Scotia. So I said, I want to take a trip down to that town where you come from. So I eventually did, and it was beautiful. Very, 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 very rural.
Yeah.
I think there's only maybe about 50 people in the town or something. And you go downtown, and all you see is a little store, and I think one gas station.
Yeah.
And that's about it. They have to do their shopping like maybe 10 miles down the road, or 10 miles either one way or 10 miles the other way.
So then did you explore the rest of the country too while you were up there?
Oh, I've been all over Canada. I went up, that's when I started writing a song about Canada.
Yeah, and you've probably got a song for every province too, right?
Yes, I do, matter of fact. Yeah, I've been working on it. I went on the road in Vancouver with a Canadian native.
Uh-huh.
She's from Nova Scotia, but she moved to Vancouver. Her name was Amy Honey. That's her entertainment name. She plays guitar and sings, and
yeah.
She set up a tour for us. So we went to Vancouver and Galliano Island and Victoria, the capital of British Columbia,
yep.
Which is a separate island. Mm-hmm. And then we went down to Washington State. We went to Bellingham and Olympia and Seattle, and then we went down into Portland.
Yeah, I've never been up there. I hear it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's pretty down there. Yep.
Yep.
So that was like a 10-day tour. So yeah. Plus we had some gigs where we played maybe at nighttime at a club, but then during the daytime we played in a record store. So we were very busy. It was a very busy tour and a lot of driving.
Yeah. When was that?
That was back in 2006.
Okay. Any plans to do that again?
I don't think I want to go to Canada again. You know why?
Hmm.
They don't want to pay you that much.
Oh.
And I'm kind of spoiled because I went on a tour last year around this time. I went on a tour to Europe, and I loved it.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, they really respect musicians over there. I went to France. I met up with some musicians from France, and then we went to France. We went to all over France, well, mostly over France, and then we went over into Belgium and then we also played in Holland. I had 3 gigs over in Holland.
Man, I had no idea you kept so busy.
Oh yeah, I was surprised. This just happened. You know what I mean? It was kind of nice. I want to go back there.
Yeah.
I loved it so much.
Yeah, for sure.
And then I took some side trips. You know, I didn't play when I wanted to took my side trips, but I took some side trips to England and.
Yeah. So might there be an album about the European Union forthcoming?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. Sometimes I'll think about an album, and sometimes I don't, and then sometimes something pops up.
Yeah, so did the Canada album just sort of come about naturally then?
Yeah, it was just, I was just taking a trip one summer, my mother and I, and Andres, my son, when he was a little boy, and my uncle all decided to take a trip across country, and then we decided to go into Canada. So we went all the way across country from here all the way to California, and then we went to Washington and Oregon, Washington, and then we went over the British Columbia, Vancouver,
yep.
And then we worked our way down into Alberta. We went over to the the mall, the Edmonton Mall.
Is that the biggest one in the world?
Yeah, I think now they're saying the same guys who do put it together actually the one in, I guess, Minnesota is supposed to be even bigger, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, so we went to the down to Alberta and then Saskatchewan and then down into Manitoba and then we went down into Ontario, went through Toronto, went through Quebec, and then we went through Prince Edward Island, then we went to Nova Scotia, and then we went over to Newfoundland.
Wow.
Newfoundland's quite a distance because you have to drive down to the end of Nova Scotia to Sydney, and then you got to take a ferry over, which is like a 6-hour boat ride.
Yeah. It's sort of like the end of the continent.
Yeah, sort of it. Yeah, matter of fact, I think it is because after that, I think the next best stop is either Iceland or Greenland or something.
Yeah. Well,
And then from there, then you go over to Europe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Do you want to go ahead and play a Canada song?
Sure. My mother might come and maybe she can sing with me.
Oh, yeah, and if she wants to sing her song, that'd be great.
Okay. Hey, Mom? You want to sing... coming. He's coming.
What's your mom's name?
Virginia.
It's a Mrs. nice name.
Snowden of Virginia.
Yeah.
Here she comes. Okay. Close the door. Okay. So say hi.
Who am I talking to? Hi, who am I talking to?
My name's Nadav. I'm on the radio in Davis, California.
Oh, hi, Nadav.
Hi.
Which one, disaster and tragedy or Canada? Which one?
Both of them, in whatever order you'd like.
Okay. Whichever order you'd like.
Okay, disaster and tragedy? Okay. Okay, disaster and tragedy. Okay. Okay. Hello.
Sounding good.
Thank you. You guys sound good. Okay, I guess I'll do Canada now, huh?
Excellent.
Okay.
The speed of
You like that, huh?
Yeah. So where are you guys right now? Are you just in the living room at home?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Actually, out on the porch, actually. I brought my stuff out on the porch.
Oh, nice. Yeah. How's the weather in Boston right now?
Beautiful.
Really?
It's about maybe 70, 80.
Nice. It's sort of that getting into the one of 2 months out of the year when it's actually really nice.
Yeah, right. About May is beautiful, June's beautiful, July's beautiful, August is hot, you know that.
Yep.
And September's sort of nice, except the sad thing about it is the leaves start falling.
Yeah.
Start, you know, falling down, and they're gone.
Yeah, I always really liked May and October in Boston.
Yeah.
Do you
May to me is sort of like a rebirth.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? I mean, that's what it is.
I think it's spring that makes it worth living there. You know, everyone just sort of forgets what it was like over the winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we've got time for one more song.
Okay.
Your pick.
Okay, why don't we do the song that I actually did? Wait a minute. Would you like me to do a Red Sox song, the Daisuke Matsusaka song?
I've never heard that song, so
yeah,
go for it.
It's fairly new. Every time I play it. Oh, you can listen to it on MySpace, too.
Okay. Has that been embraced by the Red Sox Nation?
No, I can't seem to get it down there. I talked to some of the people there, but nothing seems to materialize.
Oh, that's too bad.
You know, because I talked with one lady who's a publicity, and she just gave me the blow off, and then I even try to write a letter directly to Theo Epstein, and I haven't heard from him.
Yeah. Well, yeah, why don't you go ahead and play that one?
Okay, I'll do that. Yeah. That'll be exciting. I see the setup here. Okay.
Thank you.
How you like that?
I liked it a lot.
Thank you.
So are you a big Red Sox fan, or is it you just someone like me who you just sort of try and avoid the subway on game days?
I don't go to the games or anything, but, you know, but when they win, I'm happy.
Yeah.
You know? And this lawyer sort of got me into writing a song, thinking that he was going to do something about it, and he ended up not doing anything.
Yeah.
Like people do a lot of talk, but then they don't do anything, so it didn't really work out that way. So I figured, well, I'll try to push it myself. So I'm selling it on CDBaby.com.
Okay. Well, it was sort of like a songwriting experiment then to do something you hadn't, you know, write something you hadn't written about before.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I can do that. Matter of fact, somebody I went on the road about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I took a northeast tour. I went from Boston all the way down to Washington D.C.
Oh, cool.
So I started out in Boston, and then I had a couple of days off, and then I went down to New York. I went to I went to Lower Manhattan, and then I went into Brooklyn, New York,
mm-hmm.
and then from there I went to New Jersey. I went to a place called Long Branch, New Jersey. That's where Fred Schneider was born. Fred Schneider grew up.
Oh, yeah. So are you still in touch with Fred Schneider?
Not as much. I think he's busy because they made a comeback, so I don't hear that much from him.
Yeah.
And then from there, I had a day off, so my mom and I went down to Atlantic City and gambled.
Yeah.
They had nice, cheap hotels down there.
Cool. It looks like you've got another sort of northeast tour coming up.
Well, it's a mini tour.
Yeah.
It's not really a northeast tour. It's more like a mini tour. And then from New Jersey, then I went to Pennsylvania. I went to New Hope. That's a nice little town, New Hope. And then I went to Westchester. Then I went to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And then from there, then I went to Washington, D.C. And then I came back. On my way back, then I stopped off in Maryland at a place called Greenbelt, Maryland, and played there. Cool. And my son in the school played in Washington, D.C. and also in Greenbelt, Maryland. And then they also played at one of the clubs I played at, Sidewalk Cafe in New York City.
Oh, I've never been, but I hear it's a great place.
Yeah, so they played there too. So when I went to Pete's Candy Store, when they were helping me out with the keyboard, they said, "Oh, how would you like to write a song about the club?" So I said, "Okay." So that's going to be premiering on the 15th.
Oh, great! At Pete's Candy Store.
Yep.
Oh man, that
yeah. The owner
excellent.
Asked me that if I can write a song about the Pete's Candy Store, so I did.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, hopefully, you'll get that, be able to get that up online or something after it debuts.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know how to do all that, you know, all that stuff. You know, I'm terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I know how to do email.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. We're just about out of time.
Okay.
On the recording, but thank you so much for doing this.
Okay.
And stay on the line for just a second.
Sure.
You've been listening to the great B.J. Snowden from Billerica, Massachusetts on Phoning It In on KDBS Davis 90.3 FM. Check her out at bjsnowdenmusic.com, myspace.com/bjsnowden, and also on CD Baby. And you can find us at phoningitin.net and myspace.com/phoningitin. Thanks a lot.
Okay. And I want to also tell you that CD Baby would be cdbaby.com/bjsnowden. I think that's how it works.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. Well, thanks again.
Well, thank you.